It's interesting, but Rabbi Nachman, you find certain lishonos that can be sometimes very uncomfortable. I was talking to Joe Klein yesterday after shir about this. Rabbi Nachman was very open about himself. We saw yesterday how Rabbi Nachman said, "Every time I have a conversation with you, I'm playing tricks on you. Not in a negative way, but I'm filling my words with all sorts of hidden intent." And Rabbi Nachman described his own tzidkus at times. And there's a certain sense of confidence that, God forbid, could be misunderstood as gaiva when we study Rabbi Nachman, because he used to speak about himself and he spoke about his greatness, and he used to tell his chassidim, "You should be so happy just to have a Rebbe like me." And certain lishonos that to us might seem a little strange. And you find that by other tzaddikim as well. But by Rabbi Nachman Beprat, again, you find certain lishonos that sometimes make us uncomfortable. It was a good question. It is a good question. And it's definitely something that requires a hesver to make sense of how you can have such a thing, that a person speaks about himself in such a way. But again, we have to understand how far we are from the madriga of the tzaddikim. Just picture for a second the biggest person you were ever in the presence of. Whatever rabbi you were like, maybe you went to Chaim Kanievsky for like a bracha for a couple of seconds, and that feeling of like real pachad, being in the presence of an adam gadol, right? Or to meet with a tzaddik, or to get a bracha from a tzaddik. And all of those people would tell you, many times over, right, that they don't hold a candle to whoever came before them. And that's how they say, "But I'm nothing compared to this person." And every Nach would have said, "I'm nothing compared to the Baal Shem Tov." So with every generation, right, we become so far removed from the madregos of the tzaddikim that it sometimes becomes hard for us to understand. I want to start with Kuf Ayin Zayin today as a hakdama to Aleph. And the reason I'm giving this hakdama to Kuf Ayin Zayin is because here again you find an interesting lashon for Rabbi Nachman. It doesn't, again, it's not exactly what we're describing yesterday. Those lashonos that are seem overly confident and almost a little haughty. But Rabbi Nachman again had a certain confidence in his ability to carry his chassidim. And anyone who attaches to his teachings. Kuf Ayin Zayin in the Sichos Aran. Chizek es echad lios besimcha. Rabbi Nachman, ki yadua, was always being mechazik people to be besimcha. V'amar sheroi lo lismach b'Hashem yisfach. And you should be so happy because of your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'af al pin she'ein atem yodim migdulas Hashem yisfach. And even if you'll say that you don't know about Hashem, or if I, Rabbi Nachman, will tell you that you don't know all that much about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, roi lechem lismach alai. Rabbi Nachman said, you can rely on me. You should be so happy because of what Hashem has done for you. And if you'll say, "I don't know Hashem and I don't know what He's done for me," so Rabbi Nachman says, "Trust me, I can tell you bivados that Hashem is great and Hashem has done great things for you. And if you're not sure about that, if you've never experienced that, or you don't think that you have yet experienced that, rely on me. Believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be happy with your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I'm telling you that it's so. Ki ani yodea migdulasa yizba, because I do know the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu." And he mentioned at the time, Rabbi Nachman quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Hey, Ki Ani Adati, because I know that Hashem is great. So if you don't know, it's not an excuse not to be besimcha, because you should know that I, your Rebbe, am telling you that you have what to be happy about. So the question we have on Rabbi Nachman, when you read this piece, is, so Rebbe, if you know that Hashem is great, and you feel that I don't know, so why don't you just explain it to me? If Rabbi Nachman had it figured out, if he understood the godless habore, so why not teach that to his talmidim? Instead of saying, "You don't have to figure it out. Just rely on me, the tzaddik, and that'll be good enough. And just walk around happy, even though you don't have a clue what you're happy about." Why couldn't Rabbi Nachman give it over? And I think, as we now go back to Sichos Aran, Os Aleph, the very beginning of the Sefer, I think the answer is twofold. Number one, there are certain things that a person knows and feels, as we're about to see, that you can't express in words. So even though Rabbi Nachman tells his Talmidim, "I know this to be true," and the Talmud might say back to Rabbi Nachman, "So Rabbeinu, so teach me why that's true. Show me the godless habor." Rabbi Nachman says, I don't have a language to even express to you my awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're about to see in Sichos Aran Osalef. And I think the second part of the answer is that even if there was a language of communication of godless habor, that even if it was possible to put into words the feeling that a person should have, we're going to focus on feelings today, not so much yediyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a feeling, even though the word yadati is going to come up a lot, we'll see. But that feeling that a person has when he feels that simcha of his kashrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's feeling connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every person experiences that in a very personal way. And therefore says Rabbi Nachman, or Rabbi Nachman doesn't say, but I think the reason Rabbi Nachman didn't explain and just said rely on me, right, is because it's not possible for me to A, to put it into words, and B, right, your experience has to be your own experience. You have to find it in your own way. Until you find it in your own way, you can rely on me. But I can't give you my way. I can't say over my way in words, because my way is not your way. And every person has to experience that revelation and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a unique way. So now we come, in Birtz Hashem, to begin right now, Tzichus Haran Osal, the very beginning of the Sefer. Okay, everyone has a copy? The handouts are still floating around, for those who don't yet have the Sefer? They're somewhere here. They're here. There's more than 20 of them, so they're here somewhere. Okay, Tzichus Haran Osal, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Ki Ani Adati Ki Gadol Hashem V'Adoneinu Mikol Elokim. The pasuk we just saw a moment ago. Tehillim Kuf Lamed Hey. The pasuk says, "Ki ani yadati ki gadol Hashem v'adoneinu mikol elokim." I know. David Melech says, "I know that Hashem is great." It's exactly what Rabbi Nachman said. Ah, so Rabbi Nachman, you think you're the Madrig of David Melech to say ani yadati? Every one of us knows it, and that's what he's going to tell us now. Ki ani yadati ki gadol Hashem v'adoneinu mikol elokim. David Melech, all of us shalom, Amar, ki ani yadati. David Melech says, "I know." No, so David Melech, so tell us what you know. The same question we had in Rabbi Nachman. So explain it to us. Ani yadati daika. Why are you keeping it for yourself? Why are you holding on to something? Why not share it with the rest of us? So says Rabbi Nachman, ani yadati daika. I know something. I personally know something. David Melech knows something about his awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki gedulas habori yisbarach I efshar lomer lechavero. Because it's impossible for a person to describe the greatness of Hashem to his friend. When a person really feels a moment of his kashrus, of dveikus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible to put that into words. I can't describe that feeling. Anything I do to describe it is only going to dilute it and water it down. V'afilu la'atzmo. Look what he says here, an amazing thing. V'afilu la'atzmo i'efshar l'saper miyom liyom. Lefi ma shemazriach lo misnotis lo ba'os hayom. Sometimes what I felt yesterday, when I wake up the next day, I know that I felt something so strong yesterday. I had an experience of connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I don't feel it that next day. Maybe my feelings are stronger, maybe they're less. But I can't even explain to myself what I experienced the day before. And I went through it and I felt it. It's not like me trying to transmit this idea or feeling to someone else, which is understandably hard. But sometimes a person feels something, and then he himself doesn't even understand. I can't put it into words. I can't even describe it to myself. I can't even process it internally, what I experienced. Because of a certain, again, revelation, of Mazriach lo, Hashem shined the light upon him, and he felt, again, a certain dveikus b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ine yachol l'saper la'atzmo l'yom sheni. Hazricha v'asnotze shal gudulasa yisbarach shahayu lo etmo. He's not able to put into words, he's not able to re-experience within himself what he experienced yesterday. Because a person is constantly changing. V'alkein omer, and that's what David Melech was saying. Ki ani adati. David says, I know that I know. I can't even explain it to myself. I certainly can't explain it to you. But there's still something very strong inside to me, in me, that says, Ani yadati. I have a certain awareness. Ani yadati daika. Ki I efshar l'saper klal. I know it, but I can't tell it to you. It's a deep idea. Now, the Sfarim talk about what is the shorish of the concept the Rambam brings to halacha in the Chosgerish and the famous Rambam, that if a person refuses to give a get, right, we touched upon it yesterday a little bit. Kofen oso atziyom erotzani, you can force a person to give a get. And the Rambam says, in a very chassidish way, that essentially every Jew wants to do what's right, and if you're not doing what's right, it's only because your Yitzhahara is getting in the way, so we'll beat you up, and that will counter the Yitzhahara, and then the true you will come out. What's the source of that inner ratzon? Where does it come from? So in some svarim, both Sefer Chassidus and others, they refer to it as the Nekudas Ha'anochi. The Nekudas Ha'anochi means that Nekuda, that point inside of a Jew, that we all received when we heard for the very first time at Kabbalah Satorah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem your God. It's interesting. The Rambam, the Ramban discuss, is there a mitzvah to believe in Hashem? It's not in the language of a commandment. It's a statement of fact. I am Hashem your God. It doesn't say, believe in me. It just says, fact, I am Hashem your God. Some understand that as a mitzvah. The Rambam understands the first mitzvah is Yediyas Hashem, is that Amunah in Hashem. But the Ramban says, no, it's not in a language of tzivoy, it's not a command. So how do you answer this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban? The answer is, it's a tzivoy in the sense that, yes, we're supposed to believe in Hashem, but Ramban is telling us it's also a reality. That's how Moshe Wolfson explains it in one of his songs. It's a reality that a person does believe in Hashem. That's called the Nekudas Ha'anochi. When we heard at Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, became etched into the hearts. And you have a nusach like that, actually. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim has such a lashon. That it was nitzka belibam, it was etched into their hearts, a reality of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The nekudas Anochi. The ability for a person to say, what? Like David HaMelech says here, Ki Ani Adati, I know. That Ani Adati is a perish on that nekudas Anochi that's inside of a person. I said over a couple years ago, I spoke before Slichos one time, and I shared a vart from Shlomo Karlin. Shlomo Karliner said that when Eliezer Eved Avram comes to arrange the shidduch for Yitzchak, and he walks in, and you know negotiations are ready to go, and how does he introduce himself? How does Eliezer introduce himself? Eved Avram Anochi, right? I am the servant of Avram. So some say Eved Avram Anochi. He's setting the ground rules for the discussion. You should just know if you're going to try to pull a trick, you know, pull a trick on me or pull a fast one on me. And if you wanna, you know, if you wanna talk in your language, that's not how it's gonna go here. Eved Avram Anochi. I'm from Beis Avram. This is how the Musar Sfarim explain. I'm from Beis Avram. I have certain standards, and I'm just putting that out there from the start before we even begin our relationship. You should just know where I'm coming from. But I think Rav Shlomo Karliner says even deeper. Rav Shlomo Karliner, the small sefer, it's called Shema Shlomo. So it says in there on that parsha, Eved Avram. He says, let me introduce myself. Eved Avram. I'm an Eved of Avram, and I've come with a message. What's my message in one word? Anochi. My message in one word is Anochi. I'm from that world, and this is again, this is prior to Kabbalah Satorah. It's called them Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But Avram had already heard, so to speak, the call of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He found the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And every single one of us after Kabbalah Satorah has engraved upon our hearts that reality of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So it's amazing the way Shlomo Karliner describes it. Eliezer is so excited to just share this message with the world. So the second he introduces himself, he says, "Nu, what's your name?" Eved Avram, not my own person. Right, I'm an Eved, which means that I'm bottled to my master, and I've come with a message, and I can summarize that whole message, the whole worldview of Avram, which by extension has become my worldview, because I'm Dolo Mashka. I'm Eliezer Eved Avram. I've taken the message of my Rebbe and internalized it, and my message is Anochi, that there's a reality of a Kodesh Baruch in the world. That's David HaMelech's Ani Adati. Ki Ani Adati. Can I explain it to you? We could talk all day. I don't know that I can explain it to you. But if you allow yourself to feel, and that's what Rabbi Nachman's saying here, if you'll just allow yourself to feel this reality, it becomes very possible for a person to experience it. Continue to see the Siran in the second paragraph. The Omar. At least, I'm sorry. Those are using the sheets. It's not a new paragraph. You're in the second paragraph, but it's still the middle of that second paragraph. Anos Aleph. V'amar. And Rabbi Nachman said, Shemasa Kasav Achrav. David HaMelech himself expresses this idea that what I'm experiencing one moment is totally different a moment later. It's an amazing thing. A constant state of his chachos. Shemasa Kasav Achrav. Kol Asher Chafetz Hashem Asab Shemaim V'aretz. What does it say after that? Everything that Hashem desires, He does both in heaven and earth. Hu Inyan Acher Lagamri. That's not David HaMelech explaining the Ani Adati. The Rebbe Nachman says, first David says, let me tell you something, Ani Adati. I know Hashem. And I know Him in a way that I can't explain to myself and I can't explain it to you. You want to learn about Him also? On top of that? Okay, so let's talk about Hashem. What are some of the things that make Hashem Hashem? What makes Him who He is? Kol Asher Chafetz Hashem Asav Hashemayim Va'aretz. Hashem can do whatever He wants. V'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. And you can read the rest of the words of David HaMelech where he tries to explain. But David HaMelech wants us to understand from the start that no matter how much I try to explain it, no matter how much I try to put Hashem into a concept, Hashem at the end of the day, our connection to Him has to remain on the madrigo of a feeling, of just a latent awareness of Ani Adati, and just know it to be true. Can I express that to you? I want to. And I'll try, David HaMelech says. But what I'm saying to you when I try to be Masbir, when I try to give a hezber on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Asher Chafetz Hashem Asav, that's an Inyan Acher Legamri. V'rachuk Legamri Mishevach Hi Ani Adati. And it's totally different. It's a totally different feeling or expression than that much loftier Madrega of what? Of Ani Adati. Just that confidence that we have, that feeling that a person has, that awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kavanasu be'elo advarim ki ani adati, I efshar lesaper klal, v'gavoa ma'od ma'od. That first thing that David says is that I want to explain, but I can't. Gavoa mi'al gavoa, mashi I efshar lapel lesaper, rak ani adati daika. But I'm telling you it's true. And again, that's what Rabbi Nachman was saying in Kufay and Zayin. When he's saying, rely on me, right? Rabbi Nachman says, you don't have it figured out, you don't have to have it figured out. You can rely on me, I have it figured out. You don't have it figured out, so you can't experience Hashem, so just feel Hashem. You don't have to have it all philosophically worked out.
And we'll see how Rabbi Nachman felt in general about philosophy. We'll see in a little bit. And a few simanim later in the Sefer. Ukumosha kasev bizawar. Know the Basharim Ba'ala. Like it says in Eish Yisrael. Know the Basharim Ba'ala. Kocha lepuma de mishar belibe. Her husband is known in the gates. What does that mean? Kochad, each person, lefuma de mishar belibe. However big the gate of your heart is. And again, that's the second explanation why Rabbi Nachman couldn't just tell us, tell me, why is he relying on me? Why didn't he explain to them what he knows? The answer is because each of us has to experience it in our own unique way. And the bigger we make that opening of the heart, the gates of the heart, the more open they are, the more noda, the more aware we'll become of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. As Rabbi Nachman explains in other places, both in the Sichos Ran and the Likutei Moran. I think we could all say that we've experienced moments like this. It doesn't mean that every day, but we've all had ani adati, moments of being able to just say, this is it. People, you know, you talk to like a high school kid, right? And let's say you come back from Eretz Yisrael and you're very inspired, and this person knew in high school when you were less inspired, and this kid says to you, so like, what was it? What happened when you went to yeshiva in Israel that all of a sudden, like, now you seem like a different person?
The turning point.
All right, what's the turning point? What was that moment? Right? And everyone thinks, like, you can put it into words, like, there's this one moment. And maybe it is. Maybe you can recall a certain moment, an experience, a Shabbos, a this, a Shir, that changed your life, that changed your life forever, that set you on a different path. Maybe. But very often, it's not one thing that you can describe. There was, over the course of time, you acquired a certain hergish for connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Again, there wasn't one incident. Right? It was a lot of experiences, and it was a lot of Yediyas Hashem. But at the end of the day, something clicks inside. There's a feeling of ani yadati. Again, it's that latent awareness. It's not a yadati, it's not an intellectual yadati. It's a yadati of a feeling. And Rabbi Nachman will prove that point in a few moments. But let's see Reish Sadi test. Let's go to 299, very end of the Sefer, where Rabbi Nachman describes something that sort of turned him onto ani yadati, and ani yadati that he can't himself really describe. Achar Simchas Torah Ha'isi Ragil Lavoi Lav Zichrono Levracha. Every year after Simchas Torah, Sichas Ran Reish Sadi Tess, every year after Simchas Torah, I used to go visit Rabbeinu. Uvachal Shana Kishabasi, I love Acher Simchas Torah, Shalo Si, Maisi Samech, Simchas Torah. And Rabbi Nachman used to say, no, so how was Simchas Torah? Were you happy on Simchas Torah? Did you enjoy Simchas Torah? Of course, Rabbi, I enjoyed it. Sipra Li, Kama Pamim, Echaya Olam, Samechim, Bebeso. Rabbi Nachman used to describe, oh, so we had such a good time by me on Simchas Torah. People used to come to my house. Vahyalo Nachas Gadol Mizem. Rabbi Nachman was so happy. People would come. They'd visit him. They'd be Simcha with him. Gavaldik. Vechein od Pam Achas Be'em Sashon. Rabbi Nachman says, I remember another time. I was sitting with Rabbi Nachman. It was probably the beginning of Chodesh Shvat, Lamashal, in the middle of the year. Diber Yimi Me'inin Simchas Torah. And Rabbi Nachman said, remember Simchas Torah? We're sitting in the Rosh Chodesh Shvat, like we're sitting right now. And Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Nachman, no, you remember what a good time we had at Simchas Torah? And when he marked Simcha Belibi Oz, remember that Simcha? Have you felt a Simcha like that? Well, Kopanim Pam Acher Bashana, and when he marked Simcha Belibi, Rabbi Nachman used to ask me, no, so how's it going? Remember how good it felt by Simchas Torah? So have you experienced that again? Look where Rabbi Nachman writes. Uvarach Hashem she'azarani b'chaso ha'gadol lismoach b'chol lev kama pam b'shan. And I'm so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm thankful to my Rebbe that I could respond, yes, there were moments throughout the year that I felt Simchas Torah. What a Simcha. V'ergashti ha'simcha b'libi. Excuse me. Mash'i'af she'al esaper l'chaver ha'klal. And I have moments of joy throughout the year at various points. It's not a constant. But I have moments where I felt such an intense joy that if you were to ask me, what are you so happy about? I don't know. Well, something must have happened. Clearly something happened to you today that you're smiling so much, that you have that feeling in your heart. What's causing it? I don't know. I can't describe it. Ki simchas yaduseinu mashazachinu lios mizari Yisrael lahamin bo yisparach. The simcha simply of being a Jew and knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Hu lechol chad kepur mad v'shar b'libet. Is something that is experienced by each person in their own unique way. And I can't explain it to you. But if you allow yourself to experience, you'll experience something that's similar. Again, according to your madriga, but you'll experience that same feeling and you won't be able to explain to me what you're experiencing. As we explained several times. Even the lowest Jew who's experienced Hashem for the first time. So you think a big Jew could get what he's talking about. You can't. A person who's in a state of constant dveikus can't understand a Jew's experience of feeling this kashrus to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the first time? Why not? Why can't he explain it to him? Seemingly, I know much more, I've experienced much more. So why can't that the Pachos Shabbi Yisrael explain it? The answer is because it's such a deeply personal experience. It's rooted in that realm of Anochi, which on the one hand was the call of Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, Anochi, it's Ani Adati. It's so personal. Because Rabbi Nachman always wanted us to be besimcha, and he wanted us to have those experiences. Beprat besimchas Torah, Purim b'Shabbos Yom Tov. V'sipur li shepamachas besimchas Torah, rokod ba'atzmo levado b'chadro b'li siyuas anoshim achir. Rabbi Nachman said, one time I was so happy on Simchas Torah that I danced by myself. No, go dance with others. Isn't that nicer? Rabbi Nachman says, the feeling that I had during that dance, I couldn't share it with anyone else. It was my unique experience of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that moment. And what Rabbi Nachman is expressing, I think, again, the takeaway, because it's important that we don't just learn the Torahs and move on with our life. The goal is that a person has to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these terms. Very often, when we think about understanding Hashem, and there's what to say for this as well. Like Rav Kook told us yesterday, we have to learn the Sefer with those who support Rabbi Nachman's approaches, and we have to learn the Sefer with those who disagree. So, obviously, there are those who disagree, as he's about to quote in Reish Yud Zayin. In Tzichos Aron Reish Yud Zayin, he quotes a quote from Sefer Echa. It's a reference to the Kuzari. And it's a reference to really how the Rambam understood the mitzvah of Emunah. And everyone points out the Rambam at the beginning of Yesodei HaTorah, when he describes Emunah, it's not a feeling, it's an intellectual awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rabbi Nachman says, no, the Iker is not the intellectual awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you try to understand Hashem philosophically, you're doomed to fail. Why are you doomed to fail? Because there'll always be a question. Hashem is too big to figure out. So if I try to understand Hashem in a way that I can express, in words, in ideas, in concepts, in intellectual, philosophical understanding, I will always fall short. But if I allow Hashem to be a feeling that can't be expressed, so just like that feeling is an infinite feeling, so that's a closer way to come into contact with the infinite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Nachman says, I know you're going to tell me, and you might even say about that opening pasuk that we learned in Sichos Aron Aleph. Ki ani adati. Rav Nachman didn't say, I feel God. He said, I know God. Isn't that a philosophical, isn't that a logical, intellectually, intellectually founded understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Doesn't sound like David's expressing a feeling. Rav Nachman's maybe twisting David Melech's words. Says Rav Nachman in Reish Yud Zayin. Amar she'isa b'sefer echa. Rabbeinu said that it was found in a particular sefer. Again, it's a reference to the Kuzari, but it's not limited to the Kuzari. Shema shemuva b'sifrei ha-mechakrim, raya shetrichin lachkor. That which we find in philosophical, right? Mechakrim means the philosophers. That which we find in the philosophical works, a proof that a person should try to understand God through philosophy, and they bring as a proof, v'yadata hayom v'shevos alavecha. So Rabbi Nachman is saying, apparently there's a big debate. How do you understand das? How do you understand das? Does das mean that I have an intellectual awareness of Hashem? Or does das mean just a feeling of attachment to Hashem? So you go back to the beginning of the Torah, and you encounter das in the context of what? Adam knew Chava. What does it mean, Adam knew Chava? Right? He knew her in a sexual sense, in an intimate sense. There was a hiskashrus of a binding of two seemingly separate things coming together as one. Right? Yishuk Gufo. So does das mean attachment? Does it mean dveikus? Does it mean coming into contact with something else? Right? Lav dafka with an intellectual connection? Or does das mean an intellectual, philosophical awareness of Hashem? So says Rabbi Nachman. I know that it says in some works of Jewish philosophy that v'yadata hayom v'ashevos alavecha means know Hashem and take it to heart. I mean, if you want to feel it in your heart, it has to start with a yediyah, an awareness, an intellectual awareness. V'chulu, shetzrichin ledas v'so yizbarach al picha kiros. That you need to understand God philosophically. Ze'apemesh hu mikas ha-Quran. Rabbi Nachman is very strong here. He says this approach is the approach of the Quran. Where are the Quran?
What?
Were the Karaim? The carrots. Right? Meaning this is what? This is a heretical view. This is outside the scope of proper Jewish hashkafa. To think that one has to know Hashem intellectually, to think that it's even possible. The starting point of this exploration is off. So what would the Rambam say back to Rinachan? The Rambam would say, and therefore what? So I shouldn't explore? I should just what? I should just sit back? Because I can't fully understand Hashem, so I shouldn't try to use my mind to understand Hashem. The reason Rabbi Nachman doesn't want us going down this road is because very often we start to think that I can solve the whole thing. And when I get stuck on a question, when my philosophy professor throws out a twist, right, in my awareness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu that has been worked out intellectually, all of a sudden my emunah crumbles. So Rabbi Nachman says, this is a dangerous route. This is not the way that a Jew should approach his connection to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yeah.
So let's say the kid comes back from Israel, he's on like a very like good high, like he's in YU, whatever, type of thing. And you know, like his thing is that like his thing is that like, you know, like Jews are like schmacker now, and let's say like, he's going through Yerida. So if he doesn't like know, like let's say like his das is coming from the fact like a feeling of like emotional like schmack. So like let's say like it comes from like Judaism's like not schmack anymore, how is he gonna break out of that Yerida? Because like I think it's better if like a kid like knows his Hashem, because it's gonna be like much easier rather than like, because you're not always gonna be on like that spiritual, like
right.
they're gonna be
days, so then you can't like, live on a feeling.
Yeah, they're, like, they're gonna be just like, we're not down to daven, like you gotta
right.
It's like that's what she wants to do, so like you have to know Hashem.
Right.
Like,
that's a very good question. The Baal Shem Tov explained Kofleim Harka Gigis. Right? Famous question that Tosfos raises in Masechta Shabbos Daf Peches. Why did Hashem hold a mountain over our head if we already said Nasa V'Nishma? Why does Hashem put the forces into it? And the answer is, the Baal Shem Tov says, and others say it as well, it's brought in Baal Shem Tov Al Torah, if I'm not mistaken, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us into it because there's going to be days, Hashem was saying, right now it's very geshmak, Har Sinai is very geshmak, but there's going to be days that what? That you're not feeling it at all. And you should know that part of Kabbalah Satorah is getting yourself out of bed on those days that you're not feeling it. But somehow you can go back to those moments that you were feeling it, and you may not even be able to understand what I was feeling at that time. But if you're not been saying, if you can somehow hold on to that, see what happens is we don't hold on to it. Because we say, I don't remember what I was feeling in yeshiva, and then I start to question, was I ever really feeling something in yeshiva? Rabbi Nachman says, you were. And just because you can't explain it to yourself doesn't mean that you never really felt it. That's like a big machlokas amongst like machanchim. When someone goes to Eretz Yisrael and they get really into it, and then they come back to Chutz La'aretz, right, and they get not so into their Yiddishkeit, maybe to the point that they're even worse than they were before they went to Eretz Yisrael. So it's like a big machlokas between, you know, I've heard people discuss this, like, so what does that mean about that year in Eretz Yisrael? Were they really feeling it, and now that feeling somehow changed, or were they never really feeling it, they were just faking it all along? So I think, I'll say what I think, and I think what Rabbi Nachman would say is that no, they were feeling it. They thought they were feeling it. The fact that they're not feeling it now, and the fact that they can't even understand what they were feeling at that time, doesn't mean that the real me is the off the derech Jew, and the fake me was that when it was like the proper thing to be in yeshiva and to be into Torah, so I was into Torah. I don't think Rabbi Nachman would say that. Rabbi Nachman would say it was a real feeling. The fact that you can't explain it to yourself now is exactly the highest level of his kashrus to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not rooted solely in the intellect. But you're right. I mean, your point of a person can't live on a feeling if I don't have a knowledge of Hashem, right? That you know, that it's very possible that a person can slip away. But it's a good question. It's a good question. But again, the danger that Rabbi Nachman is saying here is that if my whole thing is totally in my das, if my whole world of Hashem is built on knowledge, then I'm always going to fall short. Because lo machshav osai, machshav osechem. It's not possible to understand Hashem. Rabbi Nachman says in Lekutei Maharan, Chelek Beis, Nun Beis, it's very good to ask questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we ask a question on Hashem, we're being megala that we don't understand Hashem. Which is great, Rabbi Nachman. That's a big praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're saying that Hashem is much bigger than anything I can understand. Maybe that's not the tone of the questioner. When the person says, I don't understand why innocent people could be killed in a terrorist attack in France. Right? So maybe their language is not, their language is more, and therefore I don't believe in God. But Rabbi Nachman says, no, what you're really saying, Ba'omek HaLev is what? He said, Hashem, I don't get what you're doing. So some people say, and therefore I don't believe in you. Rabbi Nachman says, no, that's not, don't go so far. You don't know what Hashem's doing. You know why? Because He's the Ilah and you're the Olul. Because He's the source and you're the created being. And Lo Machshav Osai, Machshav Oseichem. You shouldn't get worked up about that. There's nothing you can do to intellectually understand them. It's not possible. You try to teach a baby, right, advanced mathematics. So no matter how smart this 3-month-old is, the child's brain capacity is not possible. You're going to be the clearest teacher in the world. You can try to explain it in the most clear terms, and this child does not have the ability to absorb it. And we all understand that. So why can't we understand that Hashem is much bigger than anything we could fully absorb? So I could try, says Rabbi Nachman, you could spend your time trying to intellectually understand Hashem, but you're going to fall short. And therefore, if you allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be experienced as a hergish, as a feeling, as an aniya dati, if you find the nekudas anochi inside yourself, instead of trying to prove it to yourself, if you just let it be, as we'll see in a few moments, I'll read you a piece from the Piyaz Etzner. If you just let it be, then it's so much more natural, and it's so much more internal, and it's not subject to questions. It can't be shlugged up. You can't shlug up a Muna. You can shlug up a philosophical understanding of Hashem, but you can't ask a question if it's just rooted in pure Muna. Reb Dave, what do you say?
Where does it say that again? That if you try perceive Hashem through like intellectual means, so then you're just going to fall short? Or does he say that?
So he didn't say that. I'm saying that. He may say that. And elsewhere he may say that.
You say you'll fall short, or do you think the more like the law is cave in eventually? If that's everything that you base Hashem off of, is that...
Both true. It won't necessarily cave in eventually, because you may never encounter that philosopher. You may never sit next to that, you know, cynical Jew on the plane who starts asking you questions. You may never have that. So you might be fine. And you might think, oh, I have it all figured out. It's just because you were never challenged with the next level of understanding. But there's that risk. It's open to the possibility that you will end up next to that cynical Jew, ask you a question, and you don't know the answer, and all of a sudden your faith is shattered. The whole thing. You put all this time and energy into trying to know Hashem. Right? It's interesting. The Chafetz Chaim didn't let his children learn the Sefer Mor Nevuchim from the Rambam. I once saw this in a Sefer written by the son of the Chafetz Chaim. He said, our father didn't let us learn Mor Nevuchim. Why? Because he felt you don't need Mor Nevuchim. If your father's the Chafetz Chaim, you have like a basic understanding. Like you grew up in a home where Hashem was felt. So now you're going to go back and you're gonna follow the path that the Rambam laid out for those people who are confused, right? A mora, a guide for Nevuchim, for those who are confused and perplexed. You don't need that. So Rabbi Nachman says, and he will say it, maybe it's not in this piece, but he definitely says it elsewhere, that every one of us has that. The Avos did the heavy lifting for us. They paved the way. For us to go back and now start reworking everything that Avram had to grapple with, right? Like the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Avram had a Maseches Avodah Zarah that had 400 prakim, which meant that Avram had a lot of people to deal with and to explain things to. But I don't have to go back to that. Now again, if you're bothered, maybe sometimes you do have to go back to that. If you have questions, you might need to look at a Mora Nevuchim. But Rabbi Nachman says, all of that is a dangerous path. Even if it's coming from a Torah place. Again, the Rambam would say, the way to know Hashem is through studying Hashem. Rabbi Nachman says, his point is you don't need that. You don't need to look outside yourself to find Hashem. Because why? Because everyone of us should be able to say, Anochi, Ani Adati. It's etched into me. That's a metzias of who I am. I don't need to go searching for it somewhere outside of myself. Yeah?
If doesn't that mean that everything in a person's life then is basically not understandable? Because if they're, certain things are happening to a person's life,
in a chanami,
they'll be thinking like, oh, why is this happening to me? What's going on? Like, they just got tested.
You can never, a person can never say with vada. So I want to make this point. It's very important. Because this happens a lot. And this gets the Jew, the self-hating Jews / troublemakers / etc. etc. This really gets them going on the blogs, right? And then it becomes like a big hack, and right? Not that we should be osik in those things, but this is like a classic thing that today, because of the internet, people have a voice to say whatever they want. So what happens? People get up after a tragedy and say, this tragedy happened because of X, Y, or Z, right? I'm sure for most of us, we hate when we hear things like that. That doesn't sit with us. If you hear that so and so, this Rav said that the Holocaust happened because of this, right? It doesn't sit with us well. And some people say, oh, look, these crazy rabbis. This is why a terrorist attack happened, what? Because people talk in shul? It doesn't sit with us well. So, an Adam Gadol Yisrael maybe said such a thing. So how do we understand that? How do we listen to such a thing and still have respect for that Adam Gadol? Should an Adam Gadol speak that way? I would say not. And many of my rabbis would say not. But how do you even understand where he's coming from? So I'll tell you an amazing ma'aseh. Remember this ma'aseh; it'll help you a lot if you hear something that makes you uncomfortable in that way. One time there was a bachur who got into a car accident and was killed in a car accident. And either after the shiva, after the shloshim, there was some type of asifa from the other bachurim in that yeshiva. And there was a certain Rosh Yeshiva who got up to speak. And the Rosh Yeshiva got up and he said, I want the yeshiva to know that the reason that this bachur was killed is because of Bittul Torah. He died in a car accident because of Bittul Torah. And this Rosh Yeshiva went on and on about the severity of Bittul Torah. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was the next speaker. And Rav Yaakov got up, the Pem Mali, in front of everyone. And he looked at this Rosh Yeshiva. And he said to him, are you a Navi? He said, who are you to say that this Bachar... Basically what you're saying to the family that just got up from Shiva is that had you sent your son to a yeshiva where there was less little Torah, or had your son himself not been mevatel Torah, he'd be alive today. You know how crushing that is to the parents, the family? You know how disheartening that is to his friends? Yaakov said, are you a prophet that you could say such a thing? Another could say such a thing. You could bring the Dvar Hashem that the reason that this happened, X happened because of Y, but are you a Navi to say such a thing? But the amazing part is, we know what Rabbi Yaakov did next. For the next half hour, he spoke about the chashivas of Talmud Torah and the severity of Bittul Torah. What's the pshat? The pshat is, it's true. If you don't think that Bittul Torah can kill someone, then your hashkaf is off. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, right, the Bali Ruach HaKodesh, the Tanaim and Amoraim could say such a statement. The Bittul Torah causes children to die. Does that mean if a child dies and I say to their parents, you should have learned more Torah? Do I know that this child died because of that? Do I have the whole cheshbon worked out? Of course not. So Rav Yaakov was saying, Enoch Tanami, the Rosh Hashim is right. Bittul Torah is not a joke. And those are going to poke fun and say, talking in shul, people get killed because of talking in shul. Yes, people do get killed because of talking in shul. But for anyone to have the confidence to say, Bivadash, this happened because of this, unless you're a Navi, you receive the Dvar Hashem, you can't say such a thing. It's a very important conclusion to remember. Right? So there is a mitzias that our actions in those ways do matter. What was the question? How do we get to this? What did you ask? Oh, so you're saying, do we ever really know anything? The answer is no, we don't really know anything. Why things happen, we have no idea. We can never explain it.
Not at the individual level, like there's basically what's the point of life?
You can't. What's the point of life? The point of life is to do good things. You don't have to, the point of life is never to cheshbon. Hashem has to keep the tabs. You don't have to figure out, that's part of the problem here. When a person enters that world of philosophy, there's a gaiva of, I'm going to figure things out. There's a gaiva that I even need to figure things out. Who asked you to figure anything else? God asked you to keep the 613 mitzvahs. He never asked you to be my partner in figuring out how the world runs. Be a good Jew. Machlok is this week's parsha, Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're taking the children. Paro says, no, you're not. So the Talmud Rebbe says, what was the Machlokas Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu? Talmud Rebbe in Mamarim, I think, Tafshin Samach Zayin maybe. Talmud Rebbe says, you know what the pshat is? Paro says, what's the point of taking the children? Moshe, what do you claim you're going to do? You're going to shecht, you're going to slaughter. So let the adults who will get something out of the experience, they should go. What do you need to schlep a kid along? He's not going to remember it anyways. It's the Gemara's question in Chagig about Hakel. Why do you need to schlep the kids along to Hakel? The kids aren't going to get anything out of it. They're not going to remember when they get older. Moshe's response, and Chazal's response is, they will get something out of it. And we don't just do things in Judaism because, what does this do for me? Right? How have I changed? I do it because it's right. And you know what? There's a part of me that Anochi Adati, that this does matter. And it does change me. And there is a reason that I'm going through. So you don't have to figure everything out. You'll never be able to, if you think you're going to figure out all of, your personal tzaris, or Klal Yisrael tzaris, figure out how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, you're doomed to fail. Chafetz Chaim al-Torah gives a famous mashal. He says, a guy walks into shul, and he sees that the Gabbai calls Yankul for an aliyah. And this guy is fuming. He goes to the Gabbai after davening, he says, you are the worst Gabbai I ever met. Now, Gabbai take their job very seriously. That's like the biggest, I'm the worst Gabbai? You know how serious I take my job as a Gabbai? I've been Gabbai in this shul for the last 45 years. So he says, yeah, but I saw you called Yankul for an aliyah. Didn't you see Beryl sitting there? Everyone knows that Beryl's more chasha than Yankul. Beryl's a bigger Talmud Chacham. Beryl's a bigger askin in the community. He gives more tzedakah. He's involved with this and that organization. Do you realize what an insult that is? Called Yankul in the presence of Beryl? So what's the guy I say back to him? You're such a fool. You walked into this shul how long ago? 15 minutes ago? You came late to daven. You walked in by Kriyas HaTorah. You've never been here before. You don't know the cheshbon. You don't realize that every single time there's a chance to call Beryl to the Torah. We call Yankul at Yartzeit today. And Beryl knows that. And everyone in the shul knows that. You're an outsider. You don't have the full picture. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's the mitzvah of a Jew in this world. We see, in the whatever number of years we've been alive, 18, 20, 33 in my case, right, we see this tiny sliver of history, and all of a sudden, Hashem, we don't get you. I don't understand. Instead of like Avram, who went to Akedah Sisla without asking any questions. After the Akedah, when Hashem called it off, that's Rashi says. Now Avram says, Hashem, I want to ask you a question. You told me in Perek Chaf Aleph of Bereishis, Ki B'Yisrael Yikar L'Chazara, and then in Perek Chaf Beis, you told me to kill him. But Avram didn't ask that Peshas Maisa. The Taz, in his super commentary on Rashi, talks about this. The Chashivas of Avram not asking Peshas Maisa, Hashem, what are you doing? Because Avram had the humility to know that Hashem has a cheshbon. When it was over, when Avram passed the test, then he sat down with Hashem and says, I'm just curious, by the way, what was the cheshbon? And after you pass the test, you have a right to ask that question. But b'shas ma'isa, for us to look at this tiny sliver of history and to say, how could it be that innocent people die? How could it be? How could such a thing be? Nebuch heard about that Rav who from Staten Island was killed in a car accident the other day. Sounds like an amazing, amazing person. Amazing, you know, communal person. And Rav. And like that, he's gone. A wife with 10 children. Because what? Because there's little black ice on the road? So therefore what? What's the Hashem? What's the cheshbon? So sometimes it's easier for us to just say, forget it, I just don't believe. But that's Gaia. That means, because I can't understand, so then God doesn't exist. No, lo machshav asai, machshav aseichem. The Navi is very, very smart in telling us, don't try to intellectually understand Hashem, you're doomed to fail. And let's keep going because it's getting late and I want to make sure we get to Seder on time. Okay, continuing in Reish Yitzai. So says Rabbi Nachman, this is a heretical view to think, to explain the pasuk in this way. Look where Rabbi Nachman writes. I think there's a deal here. The way to understand the Shem is through Amuna Shlema. Amuna al pi chakira is never going to be Amuna Shlema. That's everything we just explained in the last 15 minutes. If you try to understand the Shem intellectually, you can have Amuna. You may, again, like we said, you may never end up next to that cynical Jew or non-Jew or that professor who asks a shayla in philosophy that throws you off. You may never have that. But you don't have Amuna Shlema. Because you're still subject to what? You're subject to attack. Your Amuna could crumble. If you understand the Shem intellectually, that's not you can't have the whole picture. You'll have a moon, Rabbi Nachman maybe says, but you won't never have a moon of shlema. You want to have real hiskashas to Hashem? You want to be married to Hashem? You want to have das in the deepest sense, the way that Adam and Chava, that Adam knew his wife Chava? It starts with what? With an emunah, with an awareness that etzem e'atzmai, that we're one flesh, right? Ve'rastichli, you want to marry Hashem be'emunah, and then v'yadatas Hashem. Then you can say you really know Hashem. But again, it's not an intellectual das. It's davar melech ani yadati that Rabbi Nachman described in Os Aleph. Ve'ayim b'lekutei alachas yordei hilchos giluach sham bavur ha'itav she'ikar ha'yadiyah hu al yedei emunah ayin shal. That the ikar, again, there may be a time and a place to understand Hashem al pi chakira, but the ikar has to be a feeling of emunah. So if you'll say, but again, but there's so many psukim that talk about das, knowing Hashem. Like Kuzari quoted, das elokei avicha v'avdeyu, like it says in the Navi, Noah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's not a Navi. It's actually pasuk Divrei Yama. Noah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Das elokei avicha v'avdeyu. Know him, and then you can serve him. Etc. 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 All these psukim about knowing Hashem. Iker hazhar zoh he bepshitus ladas v'liskor osoy yisbarach tamid b'chol eis al yishkach osoy yisbarach hashashalom. You know what that das means? Das means hiskashrus. It means be connected to Hashem. It doesn't mean intellectually figure out Hashem. Maintain a connection to Hashem. You know, our Penner said yesterday that vart from the Rav. That there's awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's active learning, right? Lasok b'divrei Torah. Why do I need to make a new bracha every time I sit down to learn? Because even when I'm not learning, there's a latent awareness of the Torah. It's a desire to return to the Torah. The Rav, it's true, the Rav emphasized that idea. The Rav darshened up that idea. But it's a Tosfos, a Maseches Brachos, Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Right? Tosfos asked that question. Why don't I need to make a new bracha every time I sit down to learn? Because there's an automatic connection a Jew has to the Torah. There's an automatic connection that Jew has to Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. Yisrael kuchavricha v'araisa chadu. Hashem and His Torah are one. Torah is Hashem. There has to be this latent awareness as Rabbi Nachman. That's what it means, das. Maintain the connection v'al yishkach oso. Don't forget Him, and also remember Him. B'shum eis kamo l'mashal shederach ha-malachim v'adonim. Shemazhirin asavdeim sheyidu sheyesh aleim moshel. Like a master or a king who commands his servants, don't forget that you're part of my kingdom. So does that mean he has to walk around all day? Like a crazy person, you know, mumbling under his breath to himself, don't forget that you're part of the kingdom, don't forget that you're part of the kingdom, don't forget, right? He's got a little cue card that he walks around with, don't forget that you're part of the kingdom, they put the guy in the mental home. So what's the pshat? Don't forget that you're part of the kingdom. Don't forget, right? You're part of the motherland. What does this mean? What are these ideas that a country or a malchus or a government, an army, these feelings that are injected into the people? Labantia yirasu al paneya. To have that constant fear that the king's not right here. So why can't I sleep at night? As if the king's right here. He's not in my bedroom. Because again, a person has to know at all times, who do you work for? It doesn't mean that every second I'm in the presence of the king. But it does also mean that every second I am in the presence of the king. Right? Not the poel, but a certain, again, latent awareness. That you shouldn't ever forget, and God forbid, come to do anything against the will of that king. Kamo kein lahavdav machus d'shmaya shemazir osanu da'as elokei avicha hanu yadoa teidav al tishkach b'shum eis. It doesn't mean study Hashem intellectually. It means know Hashem. V'yadat hayam b'shevos elavecha ki Hashem elokim v'chein de'u ki Hashem hu ha'elokim. Let's just do a drop more in Reshit Zion, and then we'll skip to the last piece. Ki b'vadei tzrichin kama v'kama tzaharos gedolos. So if you'll say, why are there so many people talking about this? No Hashem, no Hashem, no Hashem. That's the constant reminder to us as we go through the Torah. Many Azharos Gedolos for Rabbos says that. Kama v'kama l'shonos. Ki af al pisha kol echad yodeya b'chlal ki Hashem u'okim. Rabbi Nachman takes it as a given, a mitzias that everyone knows, in a general sense that Hashem exists. It has to be. That's the mitzias of a Jew. You're arguing on your DNA if you deny this point. If you don't believe that there's an akudas anokhi that you received as a Yerush from the Avos, or as we experience firsthand by Kabbalah Satorah, you're arguing on your spiritual DNA. The Rebbe Nachman says, of course, Bavada, you know it internally, in a general way. But the Torah is reminding us, and the Navi is reminding us, and everything that's telling us about this is reminding us that what? Don't forget. Just bring that point out inside of you. You don't have to go looking in philosophical books to figure it out. Just look inside yourself. Try to understand that again, that gila that takes place internally. It's chaval, it's sad. And it's almost pathetic, Rabbi Nachman says, if you have to look for it outside of yourself. Because that's the rights in Sav Zeros in Os Yod Gimel. How sad it is. I just want to read a tiny piece. And Mamish, 2 minutes, we'll finish. Betach shamato re'isa besvarma matzias alukus. I'm sure that you've seen books that talk about God. There's a lot of books like that, and many of them are very helpful. La'osim chalushe amuna, for those people of weak faith, there is such a thing. V'ikar ra'ayoseya min ha'olam hain. Many of the proofs are based on, look at the wonders of the world. How could it be? Rabbi Victor Miller has great books where he describes, just think about an orange. Think about how Hashem packages the sweet juice inside those tiny little pellets, each one individually wrapped, and you could blow your mind by just thinking about these things. One of the Sfarim, one of the biographical Hebrew works from the Chazon Ish, it says the Chazon Ish said that he could spend his whole life staring at a flower. Now, the Chazon Ish did not spend his whole life staring at a flower, but he says there's enough Chachmas Elukus in a flower that I could spend my whole life deepening my emunah in the Shem by analyzing a flower. So there's books that talk about these things. Briyaso, Chachmaso, Viacholto. There's so many things, so many books that help me to understand Hashem. Says the Piazestinet. I know these books exist, but you know what? Hoy v'avoy. Chaval. Chaval of your awareness of Hashem is based on some Eisha Torah seminar. They're very useful and very helpful. Chaval of your Amunah is based on what? The Rambam's Mor Nebuchim. Or any of these other contemporary books that try to guide us in Amunah. And they're worthwhile. But Chaval, if that's the foundation of your Amunah, Chaval. Why do you have to look outside yourself? Says the Piazester, why do you have to go searching outside of yourself? Chaval, you have it inside. Your neshama knows it already. And he has beautiful lishonos. Again, we don't have time for it right now, but he has beautiful lishonos. Again, hammering home this point. I want to just end with Os Lamed Tes. And with this, we'll conclude Sichas Ra'an Lamed Tes, the last source in the sheet. Sichas Ra'an Lamed Tes, because it's very contemporary. Because not only does my emunah have to be a feeling of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but very often, so much of our Yiddishkeit stays in that realm of idea and never descends into the realm of a heritage, of a feeling. The mind and the heart are not connected. And I want to just conclude with this, Befrat, in light of the tsaros that Klal Yisrael has felt in the last number of days and weeks and months. Roy sheyargish tsaros yachid mikol shekein tsaros rapin. Sichas Ra'an Lamed Tes. It's fitting that a person should feel the pain of any individual, all the more so if the tzibur is going through a difficulty. Chas v'shalom, God forbid, the tzibur is struggling. You should feel it, believe. Ki efshar sheyeida me'atzar chas v'shalom. Because sometimes we know. We know that Jews were killed because they were Jews last week. Right? We know that. We know that that's happening, unfortunately, in the world. God forbid. Right? We know that. Intellectually, we all know that. But there's something that's blocked it off from us feeling it. Maybe we're just numb. Because this is just part of the story of Jewish history. I know that people are in pain. I know that it's amazing. I'll just tell you for myself. I know how uncomfortable I was when I was like really sick and not feeling well. I know how annoying that is. I know how difficult it is to function and just get up in the morning and to feel nauseous and to feel tired and to feel broken. And I've already forgotten. I spoke to a guy, I made a friend from Lakewood who's now going through treatments in Hackensack Hospital. Baruch Hashem, he's doing well. And I spoke to him the other day, and I was talking to him, and like I knew we were talking, and I knew everything he was describing, but I didn't feel it anymore. And it was something I had first-hand experienced. So all the more so when it comes to something we've never experienced, we don't know what that loss feels like. So we know they're going through a tough time, but I don't feel that. I'm not connected to it. You know, Margish believe that tzara. The alkopanim tzaras rabim chaser shalom. Roy shall leave Yargish ke'ev tzara. If the tzibur, sometimes something bad's happening on a grand scale, and Klal Yisrael is at war, and I'm like more concerned about like, well, you know, what slice of pizza to order in the pizza store, and I'm saying 15 minutes, like cheshbening out which slice of pizza to get. The mushroom slice is good, but that other slice looks pretty good, right? And I'm using all of this emotional energy. To ignore the pain of Klal Yisrael. And if you don't feel anything, you need to smash your head into the wall. What does that mean? To smash your head, your intellect, what you know, into the walls of your heart. On the pasuk, take that das and bring it to your heart. Because if it stays in the realm of das, if it's an abstract knowledge, then chaval, you've missed the point. I heard from Rabbeinu, Shamar Shazel Bechinas V'yasev Chizkiyo Panav Elakir. Chizkiyo turned his face to the wall. Shehesev V'himshech Apanim. That he turned his face. He turned his outer understanding of Hashem, his knowledge of Hashem. Shu Melech V'adas El Kiros Halev. That Chizkiyo took something abstract and took it to heart. Ki Ikra Apanim V'achachma V'adas Shu Or Apanim K'muvur Makam Acher. But the goal is to take it to heart. So Mirtz Hashem, we should all be Zocha. Someone said to me the other day, our shir should have Kabbalos. We should be makabel upon ourselves to do things. So maybe we should pick like something every week that as a shir we want to work on. But I think, we should work on the little piece of Sichas Ran that we learn. We learn every day. We learn 5 pieces today. But again, the Iker Yisod was Os Aleph that we learned together. That a Jew has a nekuda of anochi, of an aniya dati, of a feeling of Hashem that he can't explain to himself, but he has to attach himself, das, he has to attach himself deeply to that feeling and use that to expand his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mirtz Hashem, we should all be zocha, each person. Each person according to his own madrega, which we zocha to feel in a deep way.